leading the news this morning. Australia will sit on the United Nations Security Council again after nearly 30 years. Members of the UN General Assembly have voted to give Australia a temporary seat. A delighted Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr has thanked the African and Pacific nations which supported Australia's bid. It's the culmination of a five-year diplomacy campaign costing at least $25 million. Victoria's parliamentary inquiry into the church's handling of sex abuse allegations will begin public hearings today. The inquiry will hear from church groups, victims and their families, lawyers, welfare experts and academics. Victoria Police has already launched a scathing attack on the Catholic Church for hindering its investigations. Riot police and protesters have clashed at an anti-austerity rally in Greece. More than 30,000 demonstrators gathered in Athens on the day of a general strike against government spending cuts. Police fired tear gas in response to stones and petrol bombs hurled by protesters. The Public Service Union has blamed job cuts for increasing levels of violence against welfare staff. It says lower staffing levels have led to longer waiting times and more frustration in agencies like Medicare and Centrelink. Police are appealing for witnesses to a suspected drive-by shooting in Sydney's West. Officers were called to a street in Maryland's after reports of shots being fired. Several bullet casings were found nearby. A short time later, a man in his 20s went to Auburn Hospital with a gunshot wound to his thigh.